For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
Por ser de lá do sertão, lá do cerrado.
Today we're talking about a word, a single word, which cannot be translated into English, saudade.
Saudade is a word that exists in Galician and in Portuguese, and basically it's like a mix between being nostalgic for something and being very melancholy for something, missing something, but it's also when you know that that thing you miss might not come back.
And it shows up very often in the music and literature of Brazil, Cape Verde, Galicia, Portugal, and many places beyond. And because we're wrapping up our Black History Month coverage, and we really cannot talk about Afro-Latinidad without talking about Brazil, we thought this would be a great springboard to take us down to that Latin American music giant.
A recent census shows that more than half of Brazilians define themselves as Black or of mixed race. And Felix, Brazil has the world's second largest Black population after Nigeria.
Today we have two very special guests to help us explore the world of saudade. Beco Dranoff is a friend of the show. He's a stellar producer of Brazilian music. We've had him on here before. And Luciana Sosa, a multiple Grammy-nominated Brazilian jazz singer and composer who joins us from our studios in Culver City.
Guys, welcome to the show.
It's nice to be with everyone.
Hi, Felix. Hi, Jasmine. Nice to be back here at NPR in New York, talking about saudade this time.
Luciana, you picked this song that we started with. Tell us about it, and how would you define saudade?
Well, the song is called Lamento Sertanejo. It's a lament, so it's a sad song. And sertanejo means from the prairies, sort of the dry lands of the northeast of Brazil. And it tells the story of many, 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 many hundreds of thousands of men and women, but especially men, who left their birthplace, especially in the northeast of Brazil, to go down to a big city like Rio or São Paulo in search of a better life to help their families. So it has the sadness, and in the song he describes, this is Gilberto Gil, wrote the lyrics and some of the music, and Dominguinhos, accordion player, wrote the music. He tells the story of, you know, being at this place and missing everything, saying, I can't walk, I can't eat, I don't even know how to sleep on this bed because I'm used to sleeping on a hammock. You know, so it's really a song of saudade of that place that you left. And many songs of saudade describe that, that feeling of wanting this thing that you may not ever have again, but you carry with you. So it's an absence, but it's also a presence, if that makes any sense.
Ser de lá do sertão, lá do cerrado, lá do interior do mato, da caatinga, do roçado. Eu quase não saio, eu quase não tenho amigo, eu quase que não consigo ficar na cidade sem viver contrariado. Oh, oh. Oh, eh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Asked our listeners, actually, to, you know, have you ever felt saudade, especially our Brazilian and Portuguese listeners. And listener Berenci Patinho wrote in and she said she feels saudade when she thinks of her homeland. Exactly what you described, like missing something that's very much a part of you, but that you can no longer access.
And it's also very common, to have saudade for, you know, loves or a heart, when you have a heartache, you... Of course, your heart is broken and you miss that person, but you also want to not let go of the heartache because then it means letting go of the person. So you kind of carry that sadness with you. But it's not a dramatic thing, I want to say. You know, I just want to, sort of for me, saudade has always been something that is absolutely present in my day. I missed my mom and dad. They're both deceased. But it's kind of like you just kind of go forward with that feeling, and that soothes you in some way.
And how is that reflected in music, in musical terms that are in minor keys? What is the recipe for reflecting that within the music?
I think Bacco might agree with me with this as a music producer, of course, but you know, as a singer, when I look at a song, of course you think of saudade or of something sad, and you immediately think of something in a minor key. But saudade has a way of breaking through, free from that. Because saudade can be hopeful also, and saudade can be saudade of food, saudade of a place that you once were at, or saudade even of things you don't know. Like, you know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
I have saudade of, you know, China. I've never been. I've never seen the wall of China. But you know what I mean? It's sort of like it's completely amorphous in a way, and then absolutely
it's like that
concrete.
Bjork song. I miss you, but I haven't even met you yet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I think in music it can be definitely, commonly you find it in minor keys, but you also find it as an upbeat samba. You know, or some sort of a light, bubbly thing that carries you forward. So it isn't necessarily a dark, sad thing like fado would be. Like if we go back to the origins of the word saudade and go back to Portugal, fado is definitely in, you know, mostly in minor, although modern fado is breaking free from that, but traditional fado definitely is sad and melodramatic, and the voice really kind of laments, and you know, it's much sadder than saudade would be in Brazilian culture.
I think we should listen to a fado song about saudade. Is there something you would recommend?
One of the songs I chose for today's show is exactly about that. It's Vinícius de Moraes. It's an old recording done live in Lisbon with Amália Rodrigues, the big fado diva of all times. And he wrote a song called Saudades do Brasil em Portugal. It means missing Brazil in Portugal. And it's exactly about that feeling of I'm in Portugal and I miss Brazil. And it's, I think, is exactly what Luciano is saying. I think saudade can be happy and can be sad. You can have a very up saudade and you can have a very down saudade, you know. You can miss something that is, you know, is coming. You know, you're going to meet somebody again, or you're going back to your homeland, or you're going, something good is going to happen. So you are, like, expecting something good. And of course, there's the saudade of something that will no longer happen, or it's somebody that, you know, departed, or something that has no chance of happening again. So there's two kinds of saudades, I think.
Depois da marcha de rancho que eu fiz com João Sebastião Bach, a maior ousadia que eu cometi na minha vida foi fazer fado para ti. Mas foi sincero, foi honesto. Não sei se é fado, não sei se não é. Foi feito com amor. Chama-se Saudades do Brasil em Portugal. Eu vou botar um pouquinho de sotaque para... Um pouquinho só. O sal das minhas lágrimas de amor criou o mar que existe entre nós dois para nos unir e separar. Pudesse eu te dizer a dor que dói dentro de mim, que mói meu coração nesta paixão que não tem fim, ausência tão cruel, saudade tão fatal, saudades do Brasil em Portugal. Meu bem, sempre que ouvires um lamento, crescer desolador na voz do vento, sou eu em solidão pensando em ti.
chorando todo o tempo que perdi. Sou eu em solidão, pensando em ti. Chorando todo o tempo que perdi.
So, Beko, we're talking about, first of all, he's saying saudade, and I'm saying saudade.
I believe it could be both. I don't know. I never thought of it. Well, saudades is plural and saudade is singular, but I think we colloquially say both at the same time. It doesn't matter. I just wanted to add that this is Vinicius de Moraes. He's a major Brazilian poet in the Portuguese language and songwriter. He wrote the Girl from Ipanema lyrics with Tom Jobim and many, many other Brazilian standards from the Bossa Nova era. So his writing and his vision of it is so beautiful. If you speak Portuguese, I was just listening to the lyrics. It's really intense how he speaks about the ocean, you know, between us, and it's about Brazil and Portugal and this connection. Very, very beautiful. But I never thought of saudades or saudade. What do you think, Luciana?
I think it's what you said. I had a question for Jasmine. Were you thinking of saudade from the accent, or saudade or saudade?
Yeah.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
With your question. Yeah, because in Portugal they would say saudade, because that's their accent. It's like British English and American English. So we would say saudade because we, in Brazil, we just soften everything and, you know, it's what happened to the language as it traveled across the ocean.
Yeah.
Is there a type of saudade that is very particular to Brazil, especially because, you know, Brazil was one of the biggest countries for slavery in Latin America. And, you know, there was a huge African influence, as we've mentioned. I'm just wondering how it expresses itself differently in Brazil, if at all.
It's sort of what we were saying before about the songs being in minor keys or slow fados or... the next track that I would like to play is Elza Soares with Wilson das Neves, with one of the great drummers in Brazil, and it's a very up-tempo track. It's a big samba jazz thing, and by Dorival Caymmi, Saudades da Bahia. So it has nothing said about it if you don't pay attention to the lyrics, because she's saying she misses Bahia.
I think as saudade traveled across the ocean, but also, as you said, Brazil had the longest period of slavery, you know, 350 years, 3.5 million slaves came from Africa to Brazil. And what happened in Brazil in terms of miscegenation, the mixing and, you know, combining of people and cultures with the native people, the Portuguese influence, and also the, you know, the slavery with the African presence, everything got changed in Brazil. The language got changed, the flavors got changed, and everything gets assimilated differently. And I think saudade, as dark and sad and melancholic and longing as it, you know, as it is in Portugal, when it comes to Brazil and it gets, you know, processed by the exuberance of African rhythms and African culture, it changes. It can only change, really. And then it becomes happy, it can become samba, it can become bubbly and bouncy and hopeful and, you know, beautiful, and not just dark and sad and like, you know, a bunch of, you know, a string of bricks around your shoulders, you know, dragging you down. It can be this thing that, again, I said, you know, it's a missing and it's an absence, but
I
it's
agree.
Also a presence that you carry with you. And I can you know, totally in my own theory here, even though I'm not an expert, but just, you know, listening and experiencing this, I can totally see a deep connection between African, you know, the African presence in Brazil transforming saudade into something else that doesn't exist in Portugal at all. I think the resilience of African people who just, you know, for centuries and centuries and centuries go forward with, you know, with everything, including nowadays with genocide, with everything that happens, you know, they just keep going forward. And I think that resilience has come because we were not just a court, we're not just from the continent. We are the native people, we are the Africans, we are the Portuguese. So I think that resilience came from Africa completely, just crossing that ocean as slaves with no food, leaving everything behind. I mean, just that alone, you know, has to build something within you, you know, and I think we've carried it forward in, you know, 500 years of our history.
And Brazilians are by nature happy people, even with all the saudade, even with all the longing in the world, even with all the hardship. I truly believe, and I think everybody agrees, Brazilians are intrinsically very happy people. You know, unlike, I would say, people from Portugal, they are much worried, the music is darker, the country is darker, the perspective is darker. So even with everything that the Brazilian people go through, we are still very up-tempo.
Beco and Luciana, one of my favorite definitions of saudade is, I'm going to say it in Spanish because I don't really want to inflict my my Portuguese pronunciation on anyone, but it's un bien que se padece, un mal que se disfruta. Something good that you suffer, something bad that you enjoy. Yeah. And it's by Portuguese writer Manuel de Melo. So what do you, I don't know. I love that definition.
I think that's like perfect. This. Absolutely. It's what I was talking about, presence and absence. It's exactly that, yeah. And you can enjoy saudade. Like, I hold it dear to me. There's a beautiful poem of Carlos Drummond de Andrade. He says exactly that. It's my own translation, though. Is it okay to just read it to you guys, too?
Yes.
Yeah. It's called Ausência, absence. Ausência. Por muito tempo, achei que a ausência é falta. E lastimava, ignorante, a falta. Hoje não a lastimo, não há falta na ausência. A ausência é um estar em mim. E sinto-a branca, tão pegada, aconchegada em meus braços, que rio e danço e invento exclamações alegres, porque a ausência assimilada, ninguém a rouba mais de mim. I read kind of fast, but in English it means the following. Absence. For the longest time, I thought that absence meant lacking something. And I, ignorant, lamented this missing. Nowadays, I don't feel the same. There is no missing in absence. Absence is a being within me, and I feel it white, so attached, snuggled in my arms, that I laugh and dance and create joyful exclamations, because absence, when assimilated, cannot be taken from one.
Exactly. I think that the absence becomes part of you and of your persona. I was going to say also there's a conscious saudade and a subconscious saudade. There's a saudade that you know you're feeling, you're missing someone or something, and there's the other subconscious saudade, which is always there. You know, I was going to say, in my case, I live out of Brazil for 25 years and I work with Brazilian music and Brazilian culture, so I think about Brazil the whole time and I miss Brazil the whole time, basically. And that I go very often, and just this December I was twice in Brazil in a month. But every time I arrive and every time I leave, there's a little feeling of, you know, saudade for 30 seconds on the plane, you know. It's always for 25 years.
Well,
When did the outside world learn about saudade? Because it seems like Brazilians have it sort of ingrained. But at what point? Was it through poetry? Was it through music? At what point did the rest of the world tap into that?
Well, I was just thinking two things. One is the song Chega de Saudade, which I think we can hear next, which Luciano can speak about.
It's an amazing song. It's the first song that's considered the very first song of Bossa Nova. So it's sort of, you know, it's iconoclastic in so many ways. It's coming from Choro. The form is very long, and it really narrates a story. Even though Bossa Nova later on is not going to become narration, it's going to be very still and very contemplative. It's amazing that this comes from samba, and it's sort of the point, the marking point, the start of bossa nova.
Vai minha tristeza e diz a ela que sem ela não pode ser. Diz-lhe numa prece que ela regresse, porque eu não posso mais sofrer. Chega de saudade, a realidade é que sem ela não há paz, não há beleza, é só tristeza e a melancolia que não sai de mim, não sai de mim, não sai.
And he's also saying, chega de saudade, enough saudade, or, you know, no more longing, which I'm tired of being here longing for you, you know.
I miss your kisses.
I cannot live without you.
And he misses everything. He misses the hugs and the kisses, and, you know, I can't. It's really, it's physical, and it's, I'm very sad. I'm just so sad without you, you know. Come back, you know.
Dentro dos meus braços, os abraços hão de ser milhões de abraços, apertado assim, colado assim, calado assim, abraços e beijinhos e carinhos sem ter fim, que é pra acabar com esse negócio de viver longe de mim. Vai minha tristeza e diz a ela que sem ela não pode ser. Diz-lhe numa prece que ela regresse, porque eu não posso mais sofrer. Chega de saudade, a realidade é que sem ela não há paz, não há beleza, é só tristeza e a melancolia que não sai de mim, não sai de mim, não sai. Mas se ela voltar, que coisa linda, que coisa louca. Pois há menos peixinhos a nadar no mar do que os beijinhos que eu darei na sua boca. Dentro dos meus braços, os abraços hão de ser milhões de abraços, apertado assim, colado assim, calado assim, abraços e beijinhos, carinhos sem ter fim, que é pra acabar com esse negócio de viver longe de mim. Não quero mais esse negócio de você viver assim. Vamos deixar desse negócio de você viver sem mim.
So great, he ends the song saying, let's stop this business of me living without you.
Speaking of kind of the blues, another listener of ours, Jared Gauchet from Miami, wrote in saying he lived in Brazil for many years, and that what he understood saudade through the blues and through the word jonesing, like you're jonesing for something. Yeah, yeah. This really strong longing.
I would say that saudade then can be this big, you know, big arms that embrace all these feelings. Elizabeth Bishop, who's a, you know, phenomenal American poet who lived in Brazil for 15 years, she wrote a letter to Robert Lowell, who was her dear friend, and, you know, he asked her to marry her a couple of times and she declined, but they really had a love. Oh, she just happened to be, you know, to not like men, so that would make a marriage impossible. Oops. But anyway, she wrote him a letter from Brazil. And she said in it, she said, with much love and saudades, as they say here, a very nice word that seems to include all the sentiments of missing friends in one. So for her, it was this missing feeling. And it's certainly expressed in blues very much.
Luciana, how have you heard it expressed in other forms of music, like in jazz? Because I know you've recorded Brazilian music. You've recorded these great duo albums. But also with full bands, you just recently did a tribute to Chet Baker. How do you hear it, and where do you hear it interpreted in other forms?
Well, I think blues definitely, but I think any song of longing. I mean, in American music, obviously, you know, I always like to say that singers primarily sing about love, and poets primarily write about love because there ain't nothing else to talk about, really. And so you're always singing about what is interesting about love is not so much the celebration of love, but how it breaks you, how it makes you human. And it breaks you as it hurts you, in a way, when you have a heartbreak. So it's in every music in the world. I mean, even German music, you'd see with Lieder, you know, with art songs. I mean, it's so much there. Winter Songs of Schumann, I mean, it's so present in so many different kinds of music and in cultures, obviously. But I think primarily, as Beko made that beautiful connection with love, I think, in songs of heartbreak and in the American Songbook, obviously in jazz, which we interpret through the standards every day, we jazz musicians, we are constantly dealing with that in ballads, you know. I mean, every musician can talk about it, and it's expressed in blues through the blue notes that are the sad notes in the scale, and it just shows up everywhere.
Is there a song, Luciana, that you sing that just makes you burst, that just captures that feeling?
Absolutely. There's one that breaks me every time. It's a song that I recorded on the Chet Baker record. It's called "He Was Too Good to Me." It was written originally as "She Was Too Good to Me," but I sing it as "He Was Too Good to Me." And it's just, it kills me, devastates me.
Are you okay with listening to it? Right now?
Really? Now? I'm okay listening to anything. But.
This is from your tribute to Chet Baker that you recorded a couple years ago in 2012.
He was too good to me. How can I get along now? So close he stood to me. Everything seems all wrong. He would have brought me the sun, making me smile. That was his fun. He'd never say go away now. I was a queen to him. Who's gonna make me gay now? It's only natural. I was mean to him.
it never say go away now. I was a queen to him. Who's gonna make me gay now? It's only
things that we do on Alt Latino is we try to answer questions about who we are and what we do and where we're going as Latin Americans and Latinos. And I think there's just a really interesting, I don't know, Becco, Luciana, tell me if I'm wrong, but there's something really interesting about how when Latin Americans sing about saudade and heartache and heartbreak and sadness, they do it very often, most often, with a very happy rhythm and an upbeat. You know, it's typical to hear a salsa song or a merengue song about heartbreak and sadness. But if you don't know the lyrics, you wouldn't know it's about sadness. And this is just me theorizing. I think that says a lot about us as a people, about how we handle tragedy and maybe the everydayness of sadness, you know?
Again, I think it comes from that Latin, African Latin roots that we all have, and the native Brazilian and Latin American peoples that were there before everybody else. We are happy by nature. I think we are optimists, positive people that, you know, try to see the good side of things all the time. You know, when you think that Brazil has the biggest party in this planet every year, I don't think there's any other country that shuts down for 5 days in a week or sometimes 10 days to party. I never heard of that. I think every country has big festivals, but like Brazil, I'm not sure. So we try to see the positive side. I think lately Brazilians are in a very interesting new phase of starting to come to the streets and protest and really be very visible and show that they're not happy with things and trying to change, you know, and by really demonstrating. So it's an interesting new phase, and it's sort of in my since in my time, one of the first times I saw that in the early 80s when, you know, we wanted to stop the military government. And now in 2012, 13, 14, people are really starting to get tired of bad things and coming out, and even the protests becomes parties, and they become, you know, people are painting themselves. It's an up thing, and I think it demonstrates a lot of the nature of Latin people. And
yeah, I was also thinking about, you know, I live in California now and have for the last 8 years, and that's been different than living in the East Coast and connecting with Brazilians and Spanish people there and Cubans and whatnot. Here I'm surrounded by Mexicans, and it's really wonderful for me to learn about what, you know, kind of saudade they have. You know, it's mm-hmm. Oaxaca, they have saudade of the food, and they, you know, and I have a housekeeper, Araceli, who's Mexican, and, you know, we talk so much about the things that we miss. You know, it's a constant source of conversation, and, you know, it's alive, and she carries with her enormous saudade, you know, of her people, of her country, of her, you know, her family. And I think that that's the common theme. But again, as Becco said, there is, you know, because we're settling here and setting our roots down, we don't want to let go. But so we bring that stuff with us, and then we try to be as happy as we can wherever we are. And I think that goes beyond being Brazilian. I find it in other cultures as I travel. Of course, I find it in Cuban people. I have several Cuban friends and Venezuelan friends. I mean, there's such, even though, I mean, look at what's happening in Venezuela now. I mean, there's still, you know, celebration, and there's still, you know, this holding together of our cultures and a great, incredible sense of identity that we never, ever lose, no matter how. I've been gone from Brazil for 30 years now. It, you know, it's still with me. I carry it with me every day wherever I go. I'm Brazilian.
Luciana, you have a song called Adios America that that talks about some of the things you were just talking about, and it talks about that longing. Tell us a little bit about this song.
It's a very, very old samba, and it's made famous by the great Jean Gilberto again, who's a great teacher of music for all of us and has, you know, dug down for some great repertoire. But it's by Haroldo Barbosa, and it talks about missing Brazil so much that the samba's calling my name, so I got to go back. I'm sick and tired of rock and roll, and I'm sick and tired of, you know, all the Americanisms and all that stuff. I need to go back, and it's, you know, the epitome of missing, really.
This is Luciana Souza.
Não posso mais, é que saudade do Brasil, é que vontade que eu tenho de voltar. Adeus América, essa terra é muito boa, mas não posso ficar porque o samba mandou me chamar. O samba mandou me chamar. Não posso mais, é que saudade do Brasil, é que vontade que eu tenho de voltar. Adeus América, essa terra é muito boa, mas não posso ficar porque o samba mandou me chamar. O samba mandou me chamar. Eu digo adeus ao buki wuki wuki buki, ao swing também. Chega de rocks, fox, trotes e pinotes, isso não me convém. Eu vou voltar pra cuica, bater na barrica, tocar tamborim.
I gotta say, Luciana, that you do a very artistic job of combining that Brazilian sentiment and the jazz chops for days. I mean, it just, and especially in a song like that, where it's part of the tradition, but you're using it in a different way. It's, I just gotta compliment you on that while I have you on the line.
Oh, thank you. And, I think it's because I've loved jazz my whole life, but I've lived here for so long. You know, I'm 47 now, so the biggest part of my life I've lived here. So, you know, I've tried to assimilate and incorporate. But, again, I can't shake off the accent, the curly hair. Not that I would want to.
Why?
No, of course. But thank you very much. I'm flattered and really, really happy to do the show today and to talk with you guys. What a treat for me, really.
I was thinking the swing of Luciana in this song and many songs.
It's amazing.
That only comes from Brazil, right. You know, that swing and that como se diz, Luciana Malicia, you know, that.
Yeah. I know, like a bite.
It's like a seasoning. It's like a something that only comes from Brazil. The way she breaks it, and you know, you go ahead of the song, and then you come back to the song, and then you sing over the song. Let's say, it's very interesting.
Yeah, Brazilian, you know, the language is so rich and syllabic, and, you know, and I have people ask me often, you know, what do you consider the best thing that's ever happened? Was it going to school and doing this? You know, the best thing was being born in Brazil. Are you kidding me? That's the gift, you know, that's the gift that makes us all crazy and lovely and, you know, and just wonderful and late, always late. But
well, I'd say that's a shared trait across the continent.
but then again, I guess the gift that we found out today is to have saudade, because saudade is everything. It's love, and you know, I'll probably have saudade of you all when I go. We're friends now, so
thank you so much, Luciana Souza, in our studios in Los Angeles, and Becco Dranoff in our studios in New York.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Art Latino. It's always a pleasure to be here, and if you want to know more about saudades, just call me.
Oh.
I'm always available.
Becco, are you feeling saudade?
I will die of saudades for you.
I want to remind our listeners that you can hear every song we've played on this week's show at our website. It's npr.org/altlatino. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino.
And these songs and so many more will be part of our 24/7 stream Alt Latino Radio, which you can hear at npr.org/music. And again, this is going to bring a close to our special month-long programming of Black History Month. We want to thank all of our guests that have appeared with us this month, and in particular our two guests today. Thank you very much for coming. We want to remind you that you are listening to Alt Latino.